Barbara's mother's house. Living room, night. The party continues, but the atmosphere between Eugene and Monis is tense. They stand by a bookshelf, engaged in a heated conversation. Glasses of wine in hand, their faces reflect a mix of ambition and skepticism. Eugene, Monis, we're onto something big here. With the right backing, we can turn this into a lucrative business. Prints are in high demand, and we have the knowledge and connections to make it work. Monis leans against the bookshelf, wearing a skeptical expression. Monis, oh, Eugene, you always have a grand plan, but is it worth the risk? What if it all goes south? We'll be left with nothing. Eugene's excitement wavers, but his determination remains resolute. Eugene, we're smart, Monis. We can navigate the ups and downs. Besides, we found the perfect backer. He's got the means and the vision. With his investment, we can take this venture to new heights. Monis raises an eyebrow, his skepticism evident. Monis, grudgingly, well, comes from quite the esteemed family. Wasn't his father involved with the Pentagon? And what's in it for us? Eugene's eyes gleam with ambition as he sees an opportunity. Eugene, oh, Monis, don't you see? We'll have access to circles we could only dream of back in Detroit. Wealth, New York connections, the possibilities are endless. And my brother, there's something in it for us too. Monis narrows his eyes, sensing an impending deal. Monis, how much are we talking? Eugene takes a deep breath, bracing himself for the proposition. Eugene, confidently, $50,000. That's all we need to get this off the ground. Monis, Jesus, Eugene, that's twice the mortgage on my house. Eugene, think of the returns, Monis. We can build something substantial together, as a family. Monis smirks, his greed temporarily overpowering his skepticism. Monis, you've always had a way with numbers. Fine, I'll give you a chance. Let's seize this opportunity. Consider it an investment in our future. Eugene's face lights up with a mix of relief and excitement. Eugene, grateful. Thank you, you won't regret this. We're going to make it big and we'll do it together. Monis reaches into his pocket and pulls out a checkbook. He quickly writes a check for $1,000 and hands it to Eugene. Monis, here's to our success, Eugene. Don't let me down. Eugene accepts the check, feeling a surge of determination. Eugene, I won't. We're in this together. We'll make our mark and prove everyone wrong. They clasp hands, sealing their agreement with a shared ambition. Fade out. Detroit. Barbara's mother's house. Kitchen. Day. Barbara and Eugene sit at the kitchen table. Their expressions a mix of excitement and nervousness. Barbara's grandmother, Bubby Sarah, 72, with a warm smile but a strong Yiddish accent, stands at the sink, washing plates from the party held to welcome Barbara and Eugene back home. Barbara cradles baby Sarah Jane, 9 months old, in her arms, the baby contentedly sucking her thumb. The room is filled with the clinking of dishes and the comforting aroma of home-cooked food. Barbara trying to find the right words. Bubby Sarah, we want to tell you about everything that's happened since we'd left for London 3 years ago. It's been quite a journey. Bubby Sarah pauses her dishwashing and turns to face Barbara and Eugene, her eyes sparkling with curiosity. Bubby Sarah, ah, my Barbara and Eugene, you both have such stories to tell. I'm all ears, but first let me finish these dishes. A good Yiddisher Bubby always keeps things in order. Bubby Sarah's eyes widen in amazement, her hands pausing in the dishwashing. Bubby Sarah, in disbelief. So, you cut up books? Oy vey, but if it was successful, then maybe it was for the best. Barbara, dear, when Eugene was 6 years old, he convinced all the kids to pitch in a nickel to buy lemons and sugar for a lemonade stand. He always had a lot of chutzpah. Bubby Sarah resumes washing the dishes, her eyes glimmering with pride. Bubby Sarah, and how much will you get for these prints? Eugene, well, £100. Bubby Sarah, new, how many pounds is a dollar? Eugene, there are $2.50 for every pound. Bubby Sarah, so much per pound, it's more expensive than buying a kosher chicken. You've made your Bubby and all of us so proud. Barbara's heart swells with warmth as she gazes at her grandmother. Barbara, it's all because of the love and support we've received from you and our family, Bubby Sarah. Bubby Sarah, after your father died, such a shock, Barbara. I don't blame you for vanting to get Ave. Barbara, softly, it was too much after Daddy's death. Bubby Sarah finishes washing the last dish and dries her hands. Bubby Sarah, thoughtfully, wenn du lacht, lacht die ganze, Welt mit dir, wenn men weint, weint men Elin, taking her hand. My dear, when you laugh, the whole world laughs with you. When you cry alone. Eugene, trying to move things along. Can we can cash that check right away? Bubby Sarah, engrossed with the baby. Yeah, sure,